Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I hope you guys had a good weekend. Mine was okay. Let's see, Saturday was yet another children's birthday party. We tried to get out of this one, but it got rescheduled and we ended up going to it. It was at an indoor play place, so it wasn't too bad, except it was extremely busy because the weather was kind of crappy outside, and it was very loud. And it was during Maya's nap time, so it was kind of an awkward spot of the day, but we prevailed. The kids had fun, and I guess that's all that really matters. What else did I get up to? We watched a couple of movies over the weekend. One was Popstar, which is kind of a mockumentary on a pop star's life. It has, is it Andy Samberg? Is that his name? The guy from SNL and is it The Lonely Island? It's basically a Lonely Island movie, if you're familiar with their work. Kind of their parody songs. It's kind of in that fashion, but it's a movie based on that. And it was really dumb, but I enjoyed it for how silly it was. And then last night, we actually had the opportunity to go and see a movie without kids. So my wife and I had a little date night, which was awesome. And there wasn't a ton of, like, really good stuff playing, but we had a gift certificate to the movies, and any chance at a night out is worth taking. So we watched The Spy Who Dumped Me, which has Mila Kunis, and I can't remember her name, but she was also from SNL. A more current SNL cast member. The movie was exactly what I thought it was going to be, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a movie that has a bit of action in it and a bit of comedy, and it's pretty cliched, but it's a fun watch. And I was entertained throughout it. Not something that I would say you have to go see this, but if you're presented with a choice of movies and don't really want to be let down, this would be a good one to go see. Beyond that, I ordered a gaming keyboard and mouse because, yes, now I am a PC gamer. It's funny looking at the, like, PC gaming peripheral market. There's a definite, like, gamer's aesthetic. I think it looks super tacky as like a graphic designer that designs for a living. Looking at, like, the whole, like, gamer look and feel is, it's almost like it's stuck in a 90s era, early 2000s era, where, just these, like, really garish, like, cliche sci-fi designs. It looks really cheesy. I'm always usually one for, you know, a bit more minimal look. Say what you want about Apple, but I really love their hardware designs, is like kind of clean and kind of not really stated as they are. But in looking for a good, relatively cheap kind of keyboard and mouse setup, I came across, I think it was Red Dragon was the maker. They had a mechanical keyboard and mouse combo for less than $50. And I ordered that after watching some reviews. I like that the keyboard's a bit smaller because I don't have a ton of desk space. And it does have that gamer aesthetic. It glows red. And it's pretty obnoxious, but hey, I guess we'll embrace it. And the mouse matches, has this kind of red and black theme to it. A lot of the stuff on my desk is black or silver. So I guess it shouldn't look too out of place, but there's that. Yeah, I think that was kind of it. Saturday night, I partook in some stuff, I'll just say that, and, I played some video games, and that was a fun time, and, I DJ'd as well, which was fun. Yeah, I guess that's all I'll kind of say there. I had a very good night's sleep too, so I'll just leave that at that. So yeah, what else was there? We went for a date night, I bought that keyboard, we watched a couple of movies, I played some games. I tried For Honor on my PC, or Mac PC, and I was happy that it ran quite well under kind of a low medium settings. It still kind of surpassed what I'm used to seeing on the console. And that game was okay. I also played a bit of Counter-Strike, which I haven't played in eons. And I completely suck at it. But yeah, with that said, I will chat to you guys tomorrow.